Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, co-host, Evangelist Mabel Edmond, and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. On tonight, we are streaming live in the service here. We are at our 49th Sunday School Convention, which started on this morning at 10 a.m., and the Lord blessed so greatly, sent forth his word, and now we are back for the night service here. We'll be beginning shortly, starting to sing songs eventually, amen. So we're just now coming into the church, and service is about to begin. So stay tuned to be blessed, to listen in on the service. You are welcome to worship the Lord with us. And while we are waiting for the service to start, just want to let you know that Prayer Works Ministry airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You are welcome to tune in tonight and even also on the week on Sunday and on the afternoon service. We don't have one scheduled here, but we do have a night service scheduled at 7 p.m., and you're welcome to tune in for our night service. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what I want to do is just give you some information about how you can call in to be on the show live with us for remarks, or if you have a song or encouraging words to give in the future. That number is 551-241-6677, and you are welcome to tune in and be live on the broadcast with us while we are streaming. So right now we're streaming live. This is a live service, so we invite you to just go ahead and praise the Lord with us. Go ahead and sing to the glory of God. And just enjoy the service. And I just want to say again that message that came through on this morning, the thought was, I shall rise again. And it was a beautiful message preached by Evangelist Patricia Jones. And I tell you, the Lord really spoke through her and blessed her, because the enemy tried to attack her. She nearly passed out when she first got up to preach. So we began to pray for her, and we were just calling on the Lord, and the Lord touched her and strengthened her, and she went on and she preached the word of God. So we thank God for blessing us, and the enemy is mad. He doesn't want us to be blessed, but I tell you, he cannot stop the blessings of God. So now I'll be entering into the sanctuary. Doesn't seem like they started singing yet. I'll wait until somebody strike up a song, then I'll walk into the sanctuary, and you can hear the service of the Lord. Praise God. We do have Evangelist May on. Evangelist May, would you like to say something at this time?
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for hearing that good message concerning coming through. Then it's Patty. Thank you, Lord. You got to go on anyway. It doesn't matter whether your body is afflicted or what's going on. You got to go on anyway, because it is. It's going to cost our life. And praise God, this is the reason that we are living this life, because we want to live again. Praise God. I believe it's a beautiful message. I missed it, but I thank God anyway that somebody got a mind to go forward anyway in the Lord, even through their affliction. That's very encouraging to my soul. So I ask that you pray for me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I hear that somebody started singing. Now I'm going to thank God for those beautiful words coming through Evangelist May. And we're going to get ready now to go into the service of the Lord. So enjoy this service on tonight, and God bless you.
Yeah. The recording has started.
Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, thank you for your sin. Thank you. from the first number of Psalms. Psalm number one. Listen to me and the long time the counsel of your God. For standing in the way of sinners. For sitting in the seat of the council. And his delight in the law of the Lord. And in his law shall he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And he also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Yet God will not know, for like a chaff which the wind blows the wind. Therefore, God shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. They shall say not the weakness of the spoken. We say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Before him, heaven or earth, what a mighty God. Yes, yes.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank you.
And let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts, O Lord. We ask for mercy. O God, we ask that you will speak unto us and minister to us through your word. Oh, my God, we are looking unto you. We need a blessing on this night. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I do give honor to the Lord. I give honor. Pastor Calloway, everybody in the house of God, Minister Manning, deacons, mothers, ushers, everybody in the house of God. Thank God for this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the Lord has been blessing us in this Sunday school convention. You know, the enemy, he doesn't like it. He's mad and all that, but it's okay because the Lord is blessing us in spite of it all. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to take up much of your time, but going on to the Word of God, I would like to invite your attention to the book of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 3. I'll read 3 and 4, and then I'll skip down to about verse 12. And if you will pray along with me, praise the Lord, we'll move right along, starting with verse 3. St. Matthew 24, verse 3, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. Verse 3 reads, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Now let's skip down to verse 12, and that reads, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. When ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." So I want to go down to verse 25. That reads, "Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. The lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west,
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect forthwith from... Can somebody read that for me? Just pick up with that verse for me.
In the four winds, the one
wind
of earth is to the other.
Amen. Read.
The little child of the fig tree, when his branch is yet tender, and when it forth leaves, ye know that cometh his time.
Read on.
So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Read verse 36, and that's it.
But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father who
is. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the thought I would like to leave with you is Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for this passage of Scripture because it is a warning to us of the end time.
Glorious.
How that the disciples began to show Jesus the great buildings and all of how the work was put into it and the mastery of it. But Jesus wanted to focus their attention on something else, away from the things down here, but he began to impart some warnings to his disciples. And when he said, see ye not all these things, there shall not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. That immediately triggered a thought in their mind. So much so that when he was at the Mount of Olives, they came to him privately, and they began to inquire of him, saying and asking the Lord, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus, first thing he said to them was, let no man deceive you. And throughout this passage, while he was speaking to his disciples, in several more verses, he started to tell them about the false prophets that were rising up. Oh, glory be to God. Are you praying with me? He was preparing them and letting them know that he was coming back. Nevertheless, in the meantime, while he is now preparing a special place for his own elect, we have to go through some phases down here.
Yeah.
The first part is when he began to say to them, let no man deceive you. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord was giving his disciples these warnings because he knew how difficult it would be leading up to the tribulation period. Glory, hallelujah. And while he explained these things to them, he explained that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He talked about how some would be offended. He explained to them
believers of Jesus Christ. Whoever can endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me? Glory be to God. I just want to take my time tonight and just get down into these scriptures, because the Lord wanted us to know these things so that we would be aware. Not just to those who inquired of him, but it was for every one of us. Praise the Lord. So then these warnings he began to speak about in the 15th verse. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel. Oh, he wants us to hear and understand. We've been here, but sometimes we don't understand. And the Bible lets us know that with all thy getting, get understanding. So many things are messed up because somebody has a misunderstanding. Oh, glory be to God. But the Lord wants us to have understanding concerning his word. Oh, praise be to God. And I can look at these scriptures and see the various phases that the Lord began to talk about. And coming up to this portion where he says the tribulation. That is the time that we're in right now. The Lord warned us ahead of time about these tribulations. And he even warned us to pray that our flight would not be in the wilderness. And for those who are with child and who give up, oh, it's going to be bad for them. Hallelujah. But Jesus is coming back, and we have to believe it with all of our hearts. You know, we be talking about he's coming back, he's soon to come, and we talk about it, we preach about it, we sing about it, but do we really believe it? Oh, glory, hallelujah. And when somebody's telling you that Christ is coming, or he's in the upper chamber, or he's here or there, don't believe it. The Lord has warned us not to be deceived. But so many people are deceived, and they are in darkness. But Jesus is on his way. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, he told his disciples not to be deceived when the false prophets rise up, when they're performing all these miracles and great wonders. Don't be deceived. But too many of them are deceiving people all the time. But his elect, those that he has chosen and anointed and appointed, because of them, he's going to shorten the day. Otherwise, no flesh can be saved. But for his elect's sake, he's going to shorten those days. Because Lord knows the tribulation, the levels of tribulation, they just keep on increasing. You know, when things happen in a phase, you start with phase one, and then the next phase is more intense. And the next phase after that is more challenging and more difficult. And the higher we go in the Lord, the harder the enemy is going to fight against us. Hallelujah, but we ought to take a stand, because we know Jesus is coming back. Glory be to God. It's not going to be done in no corner, and it's not a secret. But it's just like you can see the lightning that comes from the east all the way to the west. That's how it's going to be. The sign of his coming. He told his disciples that this would be the sign of his coming when he appeared in the clouds. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus appear in the clouds, he's going to send out his in there. There's nothing. There's nothing there. It's just flat. But my mind began to think on that day of Pentecost about the sound that came from heaven of a resting mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost power that's going to cause us to be caught up, to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds. He's not coming down on the earth, but he'll be up there in the clouds. And in that day, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. And we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll be caught up in the rapture to meet the Lord. Don't be not deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't deceive your own self. But you gotta know for yourself, hallelujah, that you have made peace with God. You gotta know that all of those foreign idols are out of you. Hallelujah. Anything that can displace you, get rid of it. Anything in you that's not like God, get rid of it. It's not to come out. It's not to come out. Hallelujah. All these weights and the sin will beset you. It will pull you down. You won't be able to go up and meet the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. I don't care what you've done in the past. When he comes, it's about what you're doing in that moment. Oh, yes, it is. You might have been missionary work. You might have been preaching. You might have been singing. Doing all kinds of ministry. But when Jesus comes on the scene, whatever you're doing, whatever state you're in, that's how you're going to remain. Whosoever is holy, let him be holy. Whosoever is unjust, let him be unjust. If you're a sinner, you're going to be a sinner still. Hallelujah. But now is the time in this great tribulation here. Because things are not going to get better. But they're going to continue to escalate. They're going to get worse and worse. Oh, yes, they are. But the Lord, glory, hallelujah, he gave us what we need. He gave us the Holy Ghost and the power that came after the Holy Ghost. Power to live right. Power to forgive one another. Power to love your enemy. Power to obey God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gave us power. To the faith. I thank God for his word. The word of God is right. The word of God is true. That the gospel shall be preached in all the world. Before the end comes. Before that great day. When the Lord appears on the scene. But he's merciful. And he's compassionate. And he's giving us time right now. If we need to repent, we ought to do it right now. And not put it off. if we're halfway doing the will of God, it's time to step it up now. Oh, yes, Lord. Time to stop dragging your feet. Stop loafing around. But get in a hurry and be about your Father's business. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I think about how the Lord is so merciful and willing to shorten these days for us. You know, we ought to put our time in. We ought to show our appreciation because it's possible that we could be deceived.
Yeah.
It's possible
Amen.
That we could be deceived.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, because of the falsehood, because of iniquity abounding. But if we can just hold out and endure until the end, we can be saved.
Yeah.
Notice it was the first thing he talked about.
Yes,
the love of men shall wax cold.
Yes.
And that has already happened.
Oh,
their love has waxed cold.
Yes.
But God's love is so warm.
Oh.
It's so warm
and
so alive.
Yeah.
It's so plentiful.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. His love is so inviting.
Yeah.
Having the love of God inside of us, we can love one another.
Yeah.
We can love our enemies.
Yes,
Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I shall rise.
Yes,
amen. I shall rise.
Yes.
I'm going up to meet the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to rise in that day.
Yes.
But we have to be confident.
Yes.
We can't have any doubt.
No.
We can't be teetering on whether we are okay or not.
Yes.
You have to know for sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. You have to have this confidence that God has forgiven your sins and that the Lord has had mercy on you and saved your soul. You have to have the witness on the inside that the Holy Ghost is there. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God. You have to be sure and very sure. We got to keep working on ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. But sometimes we have things that God is not pleased with. That we need to get out. Things we might say God is not pleased with, don't say it anymore. Things that you are doing, God not pleased with it. Don't do it anymore. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that's in your way, get it out of the way. Keep on pressing until you overcome. Because the Lord let us know that we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Because he has already overcome the world. He's already made it possible for us to be saved. So we have no excuse. There's no excuse. Let the wind, hallelujah, let the wind that sound from heaven get behind you. Let the Holy Ghost give you that unction. Let the Holy Ghost push you forward. Hallelujah. When the enemy wants you to back up, wants you to take down, let the Holy Ghost move you forward. And he'll make you move. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word tonight. His word is true. This gospel of the kingdom is being preached. But we need to get it out more. We need to get it much further than what it's doing. This may require that we have to leave the country sometimes. We may have to leave the city that we live in sometimes. You may have to walk out your house that you're living in and go next door sometimes. Wherever God sends you, that's where you want to go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just do whatever God has given you to do, no matter how it seems to you or anyone else. If that's what God gave you to do, do that. Hallelujah. And he will surely bless you. I'm coming on in. But I thank God for his word tonight. I want to encourage everyone to just be ready. Because Jesus is coming back. And while you're going through your tests, your trials, your tribulations, he'll be there with you every step of the way. And no matter where you are in this stage or whatever phase you're in, the Lord will see you through to the next level. The Lord will elevate you. The Lord will carry you forward. Just don't give up. Just keep on believing God. Keep on trusting in the Lord. Because he did this for you and for me. Amen. He did it for his own. He laid down his life so that we can be saved. He did it to take away the sins of the world. And no one has an excuse to say, well, I didn't get saved because of this or that. You had a chance. You had the chance. But take advantage of it. Amen. Just go on and do the Lord's will. And I just feel this urge to encourage the people of God.
Yes.
You know, we're going through many things.
Yes.
Some of us have no idea what the other is going through.
Yes.
We don't know how severe it may be or how it is with someone else. But regardless, somebody is surely going through. Somebody being tested and being tried. Somebody is experiencing some severe tribulation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So let's pray one for another. And let's support one another. Let's uphold one another. Let's get closer to one another. Because we need each other. I need you. You need me. We all a part of this army. We are part of one another. Praise God. So I thank God for the word of God. And on tonight, I just want to ask if there's anyone who wants to accept faith. Anyone who wants to accept faith. And you believe God tonight. Because Jesus loves you. And whatever you need, whatever you desire, if you can just give it to him, ask for faith. And he'll do it tonight. He'll work it out. He'll fix it for you. Just only believe. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble our hearts, oh God. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will touch our hearts. Whatever is in our heart that should not be there, Lord, forgive us and take it away. Take it out by the root. In the name of Jesus, we present our bodies before you right now. Work on us, Lord. Fix us, oh God. Mold us, Lord. Shape us and form us into vessels that are pleasing to you. Not our will, but let your will be done. We call doing. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We believe you for deliverance, for healing tonight. We believe you, Lord, for the pain of the soul. We believe you for miracles, oh God. We believe you for the petition we've asked in this prayer, oh my Lord. And we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We thank you tonight, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. We thank you for understanding, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for helping us. We thank you, Lord, for being here. Oh, Lord, we thank you for holding our hand. We thank you for strengthening us, oh God, for encouraging us, for lifting heavy burdens. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We ask you to help us, Lord, to be ready when you return. Help us, Lord, any doubt, any unbelief. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away. Take it away, Lord, that we may believe. As your scripture says, we thank you, Lord, this night for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now. We believe it and we count it up. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this beautiful Sunday school convention. Thank God for blessing us. And we thank you for tuning in to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast on tonight. We invite you to tune in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And at this time, Bandit May, if you're still on, you can have remarks.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That was a powerful message that was preached tonight. The word of God went out tonight. And I thank God for it tonight. Because we got to be ready because Jesus is coming back.
Praise God. I want to say to you, evangelists, keep preaching it. Keep allowing the Lord to have his way. Let him do what he want to do in your life. I'm praying for you, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those remarks coming to Advantage May, encouraging remarks. And any other clergy on, anyone else have remarks before we close out? If not, it does conclude the broadcast for this evening. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.